Go on, give us a smile.
Go on, you know you want to. Well, if it's that bad, maybe you need a bit of help from G4 by Golpa. G4 by Golpa can give you brand new, permanent teeth in just 24 hours. They'll give you a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Make your appointment today at yourteeth.com. That's yourteeth.com and save yourself $1,000 just by mentioning this podcast. G4 by Golpa. Powered by technology, inspired by patience.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
On the podcast, it's a little different than on talk radio. Even a little more different than it is on Newsmax. Although, I gotta say, I guess the podcast is more like Newsmax TV, the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV, than it is on talk radio. Because, sadly, the podcast doesn't give us any chance to interact other than the comments you leave or the emails you send me. So getting instantaneous feedback from you guys is a little more difficult, I should say. But if I'm to ask you what the pillars of strength of the United States of America are, what would you say? I think a lot of Americans never stop. You know, we all say, hey, I'm an American. I'm proud to be American. At least those of us who are conservative, those of us who are Republicans, independents, and maybe even some fair-minded Democrats, however many are left, will say, I'm proud to be an American. But what is it to be an American? What are the pillars of our strength? Why has the United States of America shot up, and comparatively speaking, in a relatively short period of time to be the pinnacle of the globe's achievement? And of course, we can also examine what is leading to our fall. But the pillars of strength as I see them for the United States of America, we have our economic strength, our constitutional strength, and then our military strength to keep it all going. And when you have those strengths constantly being eroded, the constitutional strength really encompasses a lot of things. The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, a moral and just people, as outlined in the Constitution, that is very powerful. That is a major defining element of what it is to be an American. And that's why the other side works so hard to destroy those things. They're trying to destroy our national identity, and they're doing a damn good job of it, because far too many people are tuning out. We've turned over our children in GovEd. The worst mistake that we ever made was allowing government to educate our children, and they're denigrating and debasing and not supporting the very ideals that make us America. And again, the aforementioned pillars, the Constitution / rule of law, the military strength, and our economic strength. Now, I guess it wasn't deemed too controversial because it didn't really make anybody bat an eyelash. But I said last week on the Newsmax show that it is my sincere belief the Democrats want us to default on the debt ceiling. They want us to default because, as I just said, the Democrat Party is interested in undermining the constitutional republic and our strength that is the United States of America in favor of a totalitarian cabal that rules over us all, a one world government. Those of you who know your Bible will know the dangers of all of that. But at any rate, the economic strength that we have keeps our military up, keeps our Constitution in force. See how it all works together? And by defaulting on our debt, once the world gets word that the United States of America can no longer pay its bills. The undermining of the world's reserve currency, which happens to be the U.S. dollar, will be significant. And then you'll have communist China, with a good deal of propaganda already at its back in this regard, wandering around the globe saying, hey, don't trade in dollars anymore. Trade in the Chinese yuan. And then you got Mother Russia out there backing them up, and the totalitarians in Iran backing them up. Because now, because of weak American leadership, you have the statists of the world, the left-wingers of the world, with a lot of allies in the Democrat Party here in the United States, working to end the United States of America. So the abandonment of the Constitution, the abandonment of the rule of law, is what's enabling these forces inside of our own country to collude and coordinate, much the way Senator Ted Kennedy tried to do with the Soviet Union to bring down President Ronald Reagan and his America First agenda. So I think it all colludes, folks, and that's why I'm so worried about it. We'll combine these discussions, the malfeasance of the FBI and our economic strength, or fading economic strength, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Our government has us afraid, folks. The revelations from the Durham report basically stifling conversations. Now that you've had it confirmed that the FBI and very powerful forces are coming after you if you do speak up. This is how whole societies and whole countries lose their freedom. This is exactly how it's worked out throughout human history. And where it's, folks, you have a front row seat. You have a front row seat to the fall of arguably the greatest nation the planet has ever hosted, the United States. And I think I understand the level of fear that you all have. If they're going to go after a sitting president, and they're going to make up stuff about him, what are they going to do to me? I understand it. I don't think shrinking from it is going to help. I think it's just going to continue to pave the way for our loss of rights and freedoms and the loss of our country. But I understand. Let's get to Jim Nels. He's a supply chain economist based in Chicago. He served as the chief procurement officer, chief supply chain officer, and chief operations officer for multiple companies. Jim served his country as a naval officer after attending college on a NROTC scholarship. He has a BA from Northwestern University in economics and French, as well as a master's in management from the J.L. Kellogg Graduate School of Business. Mr. Nels, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Sir, I was planning on pivoting to some debt ceiling discussion today, and who could have known the Durham report was going to be dropping. Let me just ask you, as a former officer, your take on the FBI launching an investigation with no evidence.
I'm not surprised, and I'm even less surprised by the findings of the Durham report, and even less surprised, if you will, that nothing's going to happen. We'll see this report, 300 pages, tens of millions of dollars. And the FBI is laughing at them right now because they're like, yeah, now point to me one person that's going to go to jail over this, because it's just not going to happen. And it goes back to the point that you were making in your intro, that it's going to drive more and more Americans to be afraid to speak out and to take a stance against things that they see happening to their country and not wanting it to happen. And that's the shame, and we can't do it. I'm just a guy that got tired of yelling at his TV and decided to pick up a pen, sit down at a keyboard and start writing and talking about these things. And we need more people to start doing that.
Well, and then you've got the juxtaposition. You have former comrades in arms of yours in the Navy. One guy, I remember this case, and maybe you do too. He took a picture in front of in the engine room of, it's either a sub or one of the ships in the Navy. And he was up on charges, lickety-split, and, you know, basically had the book thrown at him. Hillary Clinton, along with Democrats inside the FBI, launch a falsely predicated investigation against a sitting president of the United States, and then undermines the first 2 years of his presidency on a false narrative, and nothing happens to them.
Absolutely. I mean, let's look at the example that just happened. George Santos last week came under federal indictment. And George Santos is not someone I'm going to stand up and defend, but the FBI came up with a multiple count indictment against him in less than 5 months. They've been investigating Hunter Biden longer than the United States was involved in World War II. That gives you an idea of, you know, it's the rules for thee, not for me.
Right.
And if you're part of the political elite and the ruling class, you get a pass. And if you're part of someone who, of a group that wants to challenge the status quo, then stand by, put your boots on, because they're going to come after you. And it's again, like I said, it's a shame that it's happening, but it is happening, and people have to no longer be afraid to speak up against it. You know, have a good tax attorney, have a good lawyer, state your case, and be ready to go.
And be ready to go. You know what? And it got so bad that these people even went so far as to lie to a FISA court judge. They lied to the FISA court multiple times. Actually, I think the total number is 4 times. They lied to continue this false investigation, falsely predicated, no evidence of any Trump campaign, Russia collusion, yet they pushed forward anyway because they were using the FBI as a political weapon. And are you as shocked as I am of how, I can understand how a lot of folks, perhaps listening to our interview, how they are shrinking in fear and they can't possibly go up against the government. Are you shocked, though, that so many Republicans are also cowardly and intimidated and maybe on the take as the FBI has been?
No, and that's the sad part, is I'm not shocked. I mean, let's be totally honest and clear here. We basically have a uniparty. We have a political elite class in the United States. There's really not much difference between a Republican and a Democrat. I think it's Dan Bongino that says often, there are no Democrats who are Republicans, but most Republicans are Democrats.
Yeah.
And it kind of is that way. So what they did to President Trump was a message that they sent to anyone who doesn't come from the political elite, saying, don't come into our party, don't play in our sandbox, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. And that's why you saw guys like Mark Cuban, who were talking about running for president when Trump ran, all of a sudden shrinking away from that, because who would want to put their family through that?
Yep.
And it's only someone with the money of a President Trump, with, quite frankly, an ego of President Trump, who says, you know what? You know, I'm going to do it, and I don't care. I've got all the money that I need. I'm old enough that it's not going to really matter, and I'm going to expose the political elite for what they are. But it's both sides. And, you know, if you think there's much difference between, say, a Lindsey Graham and a Chuck Schumer, you're sadly mistaken, unfortunately.
Very true. By the way, Jim, help me out. I did pronounce your last name correctly. Is it Nels or is it Nellis?
It's Nels. Rhymes with smells, but
okay.
I don't like
I just wanted to make sure, because I've seen Nels spelled different ways, and yours could be Nellis, but I mean, I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly. Jim Nels.
Well, I think it goes back to my family being lazy, and one syllable was easier than two, so we always had Nels.
There you go. Jim Nels is our guest right now, folks. Former Navy, and he knows a lot about economics. He's highly trained in that, and this is kind of the reason why I initially booked you, was to talk about the debt ceiling discussion. And there's a poll that just came out from Trafalgar. Trafalgar has been one of the most accurate polling services post-2020 election out there, if not the most accurate. And they say that over 60% of the American people want to see the debt ceiling increased, but they want reduction in government spending because of all of the inflation that the government, by its profligate spending, has caused. Not to mention all the irresponsible spending and putting our great-great-grandchildren in servitude, unrepayable debt. How do you see the debt ceiling debate?
I see it as very interesting. I mean, it is a unique situation where the government calls slowing the growth of increasing the debt as a debt reduction. right? And that's kind of like saying that if I gain 10 pounds over Thanksgiving and then only gain 5 pounds over Christmas, that I'm doing better and losing weight. And that's really not the case, right? So, you know, we really need to look at what we're doing. And what I would love, and I don't want to get too wonky here, but what I would love to see the government do is go to what's called zero-based budgeting.
Thank you.
And what that means is that every year you have to create your budget, as opposed to every year coming back and saying, I need an X percent increase over what last year's budget was.
Well, how do you get by
every penny that you're spending?
How do you get, hold on, Jim, before you go on, how do you get by lazy legislators like Mitch McConnell, who, you know, had a bad fall, so he's even more lazy today? How do you get by lazy Republicans like John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell who say, we're just going to do continuing resolutions or omnibus spending packages from here on? Screw this whole budgeting, by the way, which is required by law. Screw the law, says Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. We're just going to do it this way. And it's the most irresponsible way to do things, isn't it?
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. And, you know, there are really only one of two ways to implement what you're talking about. One is to get the people who are in charge to decide to have term limits, which is never going to happen.
Right.
Right. They're never going to vote themselves out of office. And our founding fathers never had any sort of inclining that there was going to be professional politicians. Right. That subject to them was completely foreign, which is why that's really the one glaring thing that they left out of the Constitution was term limits. But if you're going to have term limits for the politicians, you also need term limits for the bureaucrats, because then if you don't, the bureaucrats become the one with all the power.
Yep.
Since we're never going to get term limits, what people have to do is primary these rhino Republicans and vote them out of office and vote in people who are willing to come up and say, I want to do term limits. I'm only going to serve X number of times. You look at someone like Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president. He's come out very, very strongly about term limits, both for politicians and for bureaucrats. Now, he's taken some stances that I don't agree with, especially around wanting to raise the voting age. But, you know, the point being, at least there's someone out there talking about this. And I think more people need to pay attention. And that's the other sad part here, is I think people get so turned off about what's happening that they're saying, I can't fix anything. And I'm just going to, you know, keep my head down and hope it doesn't hurt me too badly and move on from there. And, you know, we need more people to become active and vote these people out of office, campaign for people who are willing to make the changes that have to happen, campaign for people that are going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not use it as a tool to make themselves wealthy, and maybe then we can have some hope.
Right, and then I think your point about permanent Washington or the deep state, whatever you want to call it, actually circles back to what happened with the FBI and what happened with the Department of Injustice. These career people, and they have a saying in Washington, you probably heard it, Jim, that, you know, lawmakers come and go, but we're always here. So the support staff that is elected by nobody, these individuals who are part of permanent Washington, they get it in their head that they actually run the country, and they actually have cowards like John Cornyn running scared, cowards like Mitch McConnell running scared, and they just want to get theirs and screw the rest of the country, which is a problem I think that we have to address. Now, as far as the debt ceiling is concerned, I think it is a big, big problem, all of this profligate spending. And it seems to me that both parties have agreed. They just want to continue to spend in perpetuity. They don't want any restrictions on their spending. They want to get theirs. And when the country collapses, they want to make enough money to where they and theirs will be protected and screw the rest of us. That's just the sense that I get. Now, there's one last thing. I'm just dying to know what you think about this. The Democrats are out there banning clean and abundant and inexpensive energy sources like natural gas. We are told it's about the environment, but as you know, natural gas is a negligible impact on the environment. We've got plenty of it here in the United States, and it would benefit our people. So now that they're trying to ban natural gas, which is a wonderful fuel, I think there's another agenda at play here. What do you think that agenda is?
I really, truly believe that the far left wing of the Democrat Party is bowing to the what I call the green god, and there's so much money in what, you know, they call renewable energy, and interestingly, you know, with Biden, all that money goes to China. The batteries that are made all come from China. They're mined, in places like Congo using child slave labor at mines that are owned by the Chinese. If you paid attention last week, they came out and said that they want the military to have an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030.
Good grief.
Picture this. Can you picture a tank running through Afghanistan or Sudan that's powered by a battery that was made in China, mined with minerals from slave labor? And by the way, there are no charging stations in Sudan. So what are they going to have to do? That tank is going to have to tow a gas-powered generator that will then charge that battery. Yeah. Think about that.
I know.
That's what they're trying to do. And the mission of the military is not to worry about its carbon footprint. The mission of the military is to destroy the enemy and destroy the enemy's ability to wage war. So, you know, this whole thing is a joke. And, you know, I wrote an article for the Daily Wire about a month and a half ago that talked about you can't have a serious discussion around green energy without talking about nuclear power. You had brought up natural gas, which is the second cleanest source of energy that we have. The cleanest and, quite frankly, statistically, the safest source of energy is nuclear power. If you look at all the nuclear power plants and all the nuclear reactors that have been running in the world, there are over 17,000 years of data for nuclear power, and they've had a total of 3 accidents mm-hmm. in the 17,000 years. We had Chernobyl, which was a terrible disaster, but you can blame that on the communists and their inability to do things the right way. We had Three Mile Island, and then we had Fukushima in Japan that was a result of a tidal wave that went through there. Nuclear energy is extremely safe. It's extremely clean. And here's a little fun fact, and maybe John Cornyn can wrap his head around this one. If you were going to try to power the United States using wind and solar energy,
yep.
you would need to dedicate the equivalent of 5 times the state of South Dakota's landmass to wind farms and solar farms in order to get there. Can you imagine having to do that in the United States? Where are they going to put these things?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
And I believe that a lot of this push is because Biden is beholden to China, and it's China's way of getting into the United States surreptitiously, and it sadly it's working. I mean, it's funny. I have a friend who just purchased a Tesla, and he was super excited about how fast it goes from 0 to 60. And I just looked at him. I live in Chicago. I said, "Great, let's race to L.A. I'll give you a one-day head start."
One-day head start, exactly. Because he'll be plotting the charging stations wherever he can find them on the way. And I think you made my point, Jim, that it's not about the environment. It's not about the carbon footprint. It's not about any of the things the left says. It's not about sustainable, which nuclear energy does. It's about control. That they don't want to solve the problem of abundant energy. They want to limit it. They want to profit off of it, and they want to limit it so they can use it as a mechanism of control. And that's exactly what the left is after here, utilizing, putting the government in control. It's all communism. Everything they do is in service to communism. Folks, our guest, Jim Nels, supply chain economist based in Chicago, also a Navy veteran. Sir, appreciate your service to the country and the time here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, kids, I'm not sure that if you want to succeed at anything, you put Kamala Harris in charge of it. I think when you want to fail at something, where's Kamala? Yeah, so we want to fail at this. Find Kamala Harris. Find Beijing Biden. Find your nearest Democrat. I don't believe the Democrat Party wants America to survive. And by the way, if we default on the debt, that's another huge blow to the possibility our nation makes it out of this, survives the Democrat Party. Folks, a couple of websites I want you to pay a visit to. Number one, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Number two, ChrisSalcedo.com. When you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, you can drop me an email, you can drop me a voicemail, track down the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV, the Voice of Texas, on TNT Radio, and on Rumble and Getter Chats. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Go on, give us a smile. Go on, you know you want to. Well, if it's that bad, maybe you need a bit of help from G4 by Golpa. G4 by Golpa can give you brand new, permanent teeth in just 24 hours. They'll give you a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Make your appointment today at yourteeth.com. That's yourteeth.com and save yourself $1,000 just by mentioning this podcast.
G4 by Golpa, powered by technology, inspired by patience.